Lee jeans available now at Donaldson's.
Well, cloudy the next couple days, we're talking anyway. Morning showers and thunderstorms today. 20% chance of that. Had some light rain overnight, and we may get some more. Partly cloudy during the afternoon today, and a high of around about 82 degrees. 64 right now. New from Steve Perry and Kenny Loggins, KQRS. Wake up, everybody. It's time to get up. It's 6:29 in the morning. Judy and Steve here.
If you spent part of your weekend in the arcade trying to score some points on one of those video games, we got a story here about Phil Miller. I'll tell you about in a couple of minutes.
Hey. Hey, 64 degrees, 6:29 at KQRS.
Carry on my wayward son.
That was my Tarzan imitation there. Me, Tarzan, you, Judy.
That's pathetic.
It's 6:34 in the morning, 64 degrees.
I hope you bruised yourself.
Ooh.
Are you a video game person?
I do not play the video games.
Now, by the time I get my quarter in and read the instructions, I've got this mechanical device saying, game's over. I can't.
You lose, Mama.
There's a 16-year-old named Phil Miller who lives in Kentwood, Michigan. He's a high school football star, and he is proficient in the game of Stargate.
Stargate.
I know which one that is. That's a lot like Defender. It's that same kind of thing. Many game enthusiasts consider it to be the most difficult game.
What about
not for Phil.
How about Pac-Man? Isn't that difficult?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I know how to do that one, so it can't be very difficult. Phil walked up to the machine, put a quarter in, and scored 10 million points.
10 million points for Phil Miller of Kentwood, Michigan on the Stargate game.
That's right. The feat was really acknowledged by the video industry, but Miller downplays the game. He says, as a sport, at least, I downplay it. He said, I am a football hero, but I can't get a scholarship doing this.
You know, they got those games everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
Everywhere you go. You go to Burger King, they got them there. You go to anywhere. Movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Any place has got a pinball machine or any kind of pinball machine.
They make me feel terribly uncoordinated.
Well, it's hard to do that.
I know it is. I don't need to pay a quarter to be humiliated.
It'd take me at least 20 bucks. $20 to get even good at it. Halfway good at it. I wonder if they're going to put them in toilets one of these days. What do I do? Put a quarter in the toilet or a quarter in the thing there?
in the big thing?
In the
I thought it was, isn't it still a dime?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't paid a quarter and a dime in a long time. What are we talking about here?
You pay toilet limbo.
Twins lost 4-3, and they're in New York tomorrow. And Ron Yeary is now a L.A. Ram, who is very confusing to me, because now they have the Los Angeles Raiders and the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy, I keep swallowing my...
You do. What is the problem this morning?
Well, you know, may I spell it?
Sure.
M-O-N-D-A-Y.
Ah.
That's how I spell relief. And Jeff Seaman wants to be a Viking again. He quit from the San Diego Chargers. He wants to come back to play in the Dome. And how was the Dome, gang? Anybody out there see the game over the weekend? How was the Dome? We're going to talk about that in a few minutes here. 6:37.
What do people like best about Arby's new, deliciously different French dip roast beef sandwich?
The ones to beat.
Well, it's 64 degrees, 6:39. Steve and Judy here. We're going to talk about working women in just a few minutes here. This is Prism at KQRS.